Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this book of Esther, wherein you have revealed yourself over and over again behind the scenes. And it encourages us that even when we can't see you there, we know that you've got a plan worked out for our lives. And so as we study today, we pray that we would learn more about you, your son Jesus, and your ways, and that your Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth and then empower us to live according to those truthful ways. And we'll give you thanks for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Jews at Shushan Celebrate, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 18. Rest, feasting, and gladness had begun for the Jews all over the 127 provinces of the Persian Empire. They were successful in defending themselves against their foes, who were driven to exterminate them, and a celebration was in order. In chapter 9 and verse 18 of the book of Esther, we learn more about what happened at Shushan, where the winter palace of King Ahasuerus and Queen Esther was located. We read, "But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness." Our verse begins, "But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof." We recall from earlier verses that the Jews were gathered together on the 13th and 14th days of the month of Adar to defend themselves against the foes who rose up against them. They defeated 500 men on the 13th day in the palace of Shushan, as well as the 10 sons of Haman and 300 other men located in Shushan on the 14th day. This verse reviews the assembling of the Jews at Shushan and then leads to the rest, feasting, and gladness that was being experienced all over the kingdom. The verse goes on to say, "And on the 15th day of the same they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness." It is as if this part of the verse says the Jews in Shushan had to battle on both the 13th and 14th days of Adar, and they finally rested on the 15th like the other Jews throughout the kingdom. Though the Jews in Shushan were victorious as well, their celebration didn't actually begin until the 15th day. Nonetheless, the Jews in Shushan rested, feasted, and were glad on their day of celebration like the others. There are times where it takes a little longer to win some battles than others. Sometimes we may be inclined to wonder why someone else goes through a difficult time very quickly and we have to wait. Different people experience situations and circumstances for different reasons. For the Jews in Shushan, the battles took a little longer, and though they were, rest, feasting, and gladness finally came. Perhaps as we ponder this verse, we too will feel like we are in a never-ending battle, and there never seems to be time for rest. Let us take heart in this. The Lord God Almighty knows the timing of every experience. And though the battle lasts for a while, he has our rest, a time of feasting and gladness, ready to be distributed by his grace. In the meantime, let us wage the war against our foes and allow him to determine the timing of it all. Next time, we will see the Jews establish this new feast day. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.